missed y'all. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Sherry. Oh, Happy New Year.
I'm so excited to be here with y'all. You sound African, Tom. I love it.
Yeah, I was in Africa over the holidays.
Missed you. We missed you, Sybil.
I missed you, too. Did you have a good holiday?
Oh, my goodness. I had 40 people over my house for the holidays.
Wow.
And tons of gifts that we gave to. You know, this is the bad thing about Christmas.
Uh-huh.
The kids got so many gifts because it was guilt. We got the kids so many. They just tore through all the gifts. There's no way I can send thank you cards. It was so many daggone gifts. But it was good. Cooked and family and friends.
Yeah.
And love.
Arguing? Any arguing?
No arguing.
Until you got to the funeral, huh?
Wow.
Let's go and get it out the way.
Well, you really jumped in on some stuff.
Yeah, let's.
What's all? I don't read my. I haven't been on social media. What's been going on?
You seen TMZ?
TMZ? No, my husband, my ex-husband likes TMZ. I don't.
He's friends with those folks, huh?
Yes, a lot of stuff that comes out on TMZ about for my ex-husband. Yeah, I guess it was gosh. Yeah, I went to the funeral and the wake of
Ricky Harris,
amazing, one of the top five greatest comics in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Went to his funeral and went to his wake, and it was just a little bit of a
the headline says a fight broke out.
Yeah, it was. It was a little disconcerting, you know, when the fight broke out at the funeral because it was so beautiful and everything was just going really well. We didn't know that it was a distant family member of Ricky's that had just some mental issues. You know, we didn't know that at first. And it was, you know, I'm from the Valley. I'm from Sherman Oaks. I don't know that the whole protocol. And so I was scared to death.
Because Long Beach is a lot different than Sherman Oaks.
And I respect the people of Long Beach. You know, it's a lot different from Sherman Oaks, you know.
You seem to be dancing. What? Why? You seem to be dancing.
Well, so anyway, so I was terrified, first of all, because they were bum rushing me out. And here's the thing, it was a trip. They, you know, when they rushed at Snoop, that's what terrified me, because when the lion jump up and go, what's up, cuz? I'm like, okay, that's my message from God, going, get out. So. When they rush, I saw him rush Snoop to his, you know, his bulletproof Sprinter. I came in an Uber, so I didn't have nowhere to run to. Snoop had like three big bodyguards over 7 feet tall who like had him. I came with a comedian named Willis Turner. He 5'1" and do a Prince impression. So you could kind of imagine my conundrum as I'm
you
out
had
here.
A conundrum. I love that.
Yes. And Sybil, everything bad happens when I don't eat. Like I was doing a Daniel fast. You know, it's the new year. I'm on a Daniel fast. You don't think clearly.
A what
when
fast?
You're on a Daniel. The Daniel fast, that's when you're only eating. It's only when you're, it's a spiritual fast that you go on once a year, and you're only eating fruits and vegetables, and it's a spiritual thing. You're supposed to hear from God. And I heard from God, Heffa, get out. That's what I heard from God.
You heard the Lord say, Heffa?
No, he really said something that starts with an itch. But, you know, sometimes God, you know, God got to talk to different people in different ways, and that's the way he talked to me. But I hadn't eaten, and I was, you know, it was a knee-jerk reaction. I'm a single mom with a special needs child. I don't ever want my son to be wondering where his mama is. So it was a knee-jerk reaction to record, because I was like, if there's something that goes down, I want proof that something went down. Plus, I was really unhappy about the way that this funeral had been interrupted. But like I said, I didn't know. I learned later that was a family member, a very distant family member of Ricky's, who had some mental challenges. So if people can see, I was very distraught. You know, and other people were shooting footage. It wasn't just me. Other people were doing it. One lady, her footage she did on Facebook, she made hers a mannequin challenge.
Oh my God.
You know, she got 3 freaking retweets. I don't know how she made Snoop stay still long enough to do a mannequin challenge. But she only got 3 likes on her Facebook. Somebody else did theirs, a little arts and graphics. He only got three retweets.
But you are Sherry Shepherd. And so,
I forget. That's an oxymoron. It's like, I'm just Sherry from regular Sherry from around the way.
But you're not.
But I'm not. But then when I go around going, hey, I'm Sherry Shepherd, can I get in this restaurant? Then people go, who you think you are? Sherry Shepherd? Yeah, so it was my video that went viral, and I did a stand up yesterday, at a comedy club with a bunch of other comics to pay. But you know, the problem is a lot of people were saying
to pay tribute to Ricky Harris.
to pay tribute to Ricky Harrison, and I did stand up, and but I apologized to the family because, you know, in that moment I realized, you know, that was their son, their brother, their cousin, and if I caused any hurt or pain, because I love Ricky Harris and I would never disparage him, but I apologized to the family from the bottom of my heart. It was a knee jerk reaction of being scared. I wanted proof in case something happened. And I apologize to the city of Long Beach because I realized that they work hard to get away from that type of, you know, fighting at the funeral, everybody going off and, you know, crazy. And so I apologize to those good people in Long Beach. And excuse me.
How'd that go?
Not well. You know, somebody walked on stage. I mean, the big old dude walked up on stage while I was on stage trying to do my material.
That's
but you know, I'm a comic. I guess he didn't like what I. You know, people were very offended by what I did, and he didn't like what I said. But you know, you're a man. I'm a woman on stage. You know, send your wife because his wife was mad. I'm like, well, then you come. I know how to do it with a woman, but you know,
Sharon,
I'm not scared of nobody
can't
trying to
do this anymore.
No, yes, I can. I'm a comic. I'm a big girl, Sybil.
Scary though.
You know, you can take all my money, like the second husband. I'm like, you can cheat on me, but you're not gonna lift your hands and threaten me. I still can fight. Even though
wait
I
a minute, a man came up on stage and threatened to hit you because of something you said.
He looked at me. Well, what am I supposed to think, Tom? I'm on stage doing my material, and a big man walk up on stage.
He walked up
right
and nobody stopped him, and he walked.
No,
up.
No, Scruncho, Scruncho the comic. You know, y'all know Scruncho. Scruncho, he is from Long Beach. He ran up on the stage, but you know, I understand it was a lot of tension, and that's why I wanted to apologize, and I wanted to let people know because there was comics that were putting out that I sold footage to TMZ. I don't have to sell anything. I would never do that. I got a show coming out on NBC. TMZ follows celebrities. So they pulled the Periscope from my Twitter feed. So that's how they got it. I didn't sell anything. And my ex-husband, you may want to talk to him about what he sells to TMZ. But I would never sell any footage to TMZ. So
let me just ask you this, just as an one adult to another.
Yeah, right.
Did you decide to do it Facebook Live or to Periscope Live as opposed to just record it so that you would have some sort of backup? What went into your decision to do that?
It's very interesting, Sybil, because if anybody follows me, I Periscope everything.
All the time.
I Periscope when I park my car. When I got a ticket, I Periscoped it. I Periscope at 2 in the morning. So for me in this age, because I'm into social media, I have to be because of my business.
Mm-hmm.
The first thought that came to my head was Periscoping as opposed to video. I don't video nothing. Everything is either Periscope or Facebook Live with me. So it was just in that moment of being scared of not knowing people. My girlfriend had gotten hemmed up against the wall with Robbie Reed, the casting director. Jeez. So she couldn't even move. So in that knee-jerk reaction, I went to Periscope because that's what I always do. And people kept saying, well, you know, you wasn't crying. Why were you crying? I cried when Ricky Harris's clip came on in the church. I cried where I was supposed to cry, you know. And so people got me on the, you know, and I know I look crazy. I'd already lost the eyelash in the church. Y'all want me to lose another? And then so all you got of me is on the video going, this is disrespectful. This is just somebody made a ringtone of my doggone video. But again, I apologize to the Long Beach community. I apologize to his family. Because I never meant to cause any hurt or pain because they lost somebody very dear. Mm-hmm. And Ricky Harris, I loved him so much because he's encouraged me throughout the year. So it's been a journey.
Wow. Just this week alone.
Just, girl, I can't stay out the daggone news.
It's Sherry Shepherd Thursday. Coming up this morning, Alonzo Mourning and Keith Sweat. Coming up on the TJMS.